Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Examiner this morning. I don't know if you've missed your local town council or not, but the Taoiseach misses town councils. It's the main story on the front of the Examiner. The Taoiseach wants to re-establish town councils across the country within the next 3 years. And he reckons that there would have been a more immediate response to flooding in Middleton and Cork if the local town council had been in place. So we got rid of 80 town councils around the country. However, Micheál Martin has given an interview to the Irish Examiner this morning saying, "I certainly think we can re-establish a number of town councils or create new ones because the population is changing." Now, he didn't say the specific towns that he thinks need councils, but he said, "My impulse was democratic and I like how France has a mayor in every village. There's a sense of representation at all levels." And he says that you've areas where you had big population growth and town councils can be responsible for managing that population growth properly. And as I say, he also suggests that if there was a town council in Middleton, there would have been a more immediate community response to the flooding. Now, I covered town councils for many years as a reporter. A lot of them weren't up to much, I will say. So hopefully this time around, some of them were doing great work, but some of them they were kind of talking about very, very random things. But you could have an argument, some of the bigger towns, that they need their own town councils once again. The Taoiseach certainly thinks so. Irish Independent on the front page says the AI jobs replacement era in Ireland looks like it's begun. So graduates are losing out because AI is replacing their jobs. Artificial intelligence, according to the Indo, starting to replace graduate jobs in Irish white-collar firms. The Morgan McKinley Ireland Employment Monitor is warning that Ireland may be following the UK, which has seen large companies slash graduate roles by up to 33% because of AI. Now, the big consultancy firms are denying this, by the way, but this Employment Monitor says it's already begun. AI is replacing those jobs. And if that isn't replacing your job, well, maybe tariffs will. The Irish Times, though, says on the front page that the European Union and the United States are believed to be on the brink of a deal that would stop the transatlantic dispute over tariffs escalating into a full-blown trade war. It seems like the negotiations between the two sides are near conclusion, and that would mean that there would be agreement in principle, and that could be finalised immediately if Donald Trump approves it. And if you get your agreement in principle, this will buy you time to deal with technical negotiations. Irish Daily Mail on the front page: experts have called for the Criminal Assets Bureau to be used against people who steal money from their elderly relatives. A TD yesterday told the Oireachtas Health Committee he went to the Gardaí after learning that a man with dementia had over €100,000 taken from his bank account in just 12 months. However, the Gardaí told him that they couldn't act because dementia sufferers can't give evidence in court. And Mervyn Taylor, who works with Safeguarding Ireland, said that such crimes could instead be tackled by the Criminal Assets Bureau, that they could step in and intervene. And certainly if there's that level of money being stolen, that would be a role for the Criminal Assets Bureau. Irish Daily Mirror on the front page: dad killed by drunk driver in US. There's a photograph of Damien O'Brien and his wife and children, a gorgeous looking family. Damien O'Brien, age 35, from Donegal, was hit as he walked home from a night out early on Sunday morning, and a motorcyclist also died in a crash in Laois, the Mirror reminds us, and a man in his 60s was killed yesterday in Westmeath. But the man in Laois, which is David Clutz, his father wrote, "Ride, my lovely son, I wish you a wide road wherever you go." So the Irish Daily Mirror covering a tragedy on our roads, and also this Irish father of two killed by a suspected drunk driver in California. Damien O'Brien from Donegal hit as he walked home from a night out on Sunday morning. Elsewhere inside the papers, there's a new potential candidate for the presidency, and it is Mike Ryan. Who's Mike Ryan? Mike Ryan is from the World Health Organization, Dr. Mike Ryan. Apparently he has been approached about running for president. Now, he's going to finish up in his role as Deputy Director General of the WHO later this summer. And he says he is immensely humbled that anyone would consider him as a candidate. Apparently, rumours are spreading that Dr. Ryan from Sligo will be a contender. He's been involved with the WHO for almost three decades. Obviously, became a very, very well-known figure during COVID-19. He also did a lot of work on Ebola. He hasn't entirely ruled out a run for the Oras, but he does say he's not a politician and surprised that anyone would consider him a candidate. So you never know. The next president of Ireland could be a name that we haven't even heard mentioned yet, but this is the latest contender and he's not ruling himself out. And if you're to believe the rumours, he's interested in it. A lot of talk about the weather in the papers. Irish Independent says temperatures are going to soar to 28 degrees tomorrow and they could reach 30 degrees over the weekend. The hottest day of the year we've had so far was on June 20th. That was 29 degrees in Roscommon. But we could rival that in the next 48 hours, making Ireland hotter than Italy, hotter than Italy's Adriatic resorts. And the fine weather, they reckon, is going to deliver a tourism boost to the country because tourists are going to start flocking to our beaches, lakes and parks. Also, I see sales of ice cream are expected to surge by over 30% in the coming days. I did notice for the first time ever, I went to the cinema, didn't buy popcorn. I bought myself an ice cream instead because it's so warm. And also supermarkets are reporting a surge in sales of barbecue products. Some supermarkets are already selling out of hot dogs, burger buns and even charcoal. And hardware suppliers are reporting a surge in sales of barbecues, garden chairs and parasols. In case you can't go to the beach, people are instead going to their own back garden. There's also a warning in the papers in the Mirror, the Irish Blue Cross, again advising people to protect your pets from the heat because they can't regulate their body temperature the same way we can. So don't walk your dog in the middle of the day, please. Wait until the evening or early morning to do so. Final story comes from the Mirror and it's about young people and ordering. And apparently young people are terrified of ordering in shops. New research shows a growing number of young people are too shy to set foot in a coffee shop and they're intimidated by baristas. It's called barista phobia and 7% of young people in the Gen Z age group admit they're too intimidated to approach a barista and instead they're ordering through delivery apps like Deliveroo to skip the cafe experience totally. Not the first time I've heard of this. I know of a 22, 23-year-old who made a big deal recently of telling us all that she went into a shop and ordered something for the first time because they just don't do it, it seems. They're very afraid and you always have the convenience of the apps instead. So there you go, a new one on me, barista phobia. Now, there are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.